I'm going to hang out with my friends. Don't wait up. Bye. Yes, this is what I'm wearing. It's cute, right? I cropped the sweater myself, and this skirt goes so well with the colors, doesn't it? Honestly, I didn't think I had the legs to pull it off. You know, I'm a skirt this short, but Raquel and Violet insisted I try it on when we saw it at the mall, and... Oh. No. I bought this months ago. Kel and Vi haven't come to the mall with me in, like, forever. The last time I invited them, they both gave me these bogus stories about father-daughter bonding time. Yeah, it was bizarro. Even for them. All my old friends have been acting weird, actually. And it's not the usual weird. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something. As soon as we all turned 18, the girls didn't want to talk about anything but obedience and good behavior and not wanting to disappoint their dear old daddies. Like, high school didn't even matter to them anymore. And suddenly I'm the only one stressing about college applications because now everyone just wants to stay here and settle down. Ugh, gag me. I can't imagine anything worse than living the rest of my life in this cookie-cutter suburban nightmare. But it's whatever. If they want to turn into ditzy airheads like the rest of the women in this town, that's on them. But I refuse to be some sad Stepford robot who relies on her husband to do all the thinking because she can't make a decision for herself. Exactly. I will not grow up to be anything like my mother. So anyways, I started hanging out with kids from the other high school, and they're throwing an absolute rager tonight. Like I said, don't wait up. Kisses. Give my best to Mommy Dearest whenever you next see her. I'm sorry. Maybe all the hairspray accidentally clogged my ears. Because I could have sworn you just said I wasn't allowed to go, but that couldn't be right. What? Grounded? But I haven't done anything. Disrespectful? Are you kidding me? Daddy, please. This isn't fair. I've been looking forward to this party all week. If I'm not there, my new friends will totally think I've flaked, and then they'll stop inviting me to hang out with them, and I won't have anyone to talk to. I can't hang out with my old friends anymore. I can't talk to them about anything. I feel so alone right now, Daddy. Please, I really need this. Can you just start my punishment tomorrow? I'll be good, I promise. No. You know what? No. I've been trying to bite my tongue and just survive in this house until I can finally graduate and leave for college, but I can't do this anymore. I won't do this anymore. My friends aren't the only ones that have changed. You've been acting weird for months. I do everything you tell me. I work hard. I make straight A's. I keep my room clean. And I try my best not to fight with you, even though you've been driving me insane recently. I didn't even argue when you told me to take those stupid vitamins, which, by the way, have done nothing but make me feel worse. And I still take them every single fucking morning during breakfast. Why? Because you said they were important. I might not be the daughter you wanted, but that doesn't mean you get to treat me like I'm defective. Wanting to be my own person is not disrespectful. You know that, right? I don't want to be like Mom when I grow up because... Seriously, why would I? She's fake. She never fights with you or argues about anything. She spends all her time pretending to be happy. And I can see how much you hate it. You know what? I might not be the perfect little princess you wanted for a daughter, but at least I'm real. I speak my mind and I fight with you, because I never wanted you to look at me the same way you look at her. You don't love her. You never loved her. I tried to be the opposite of her so that you would maybe love me, but clearly that didn't work either. But I don't care if you don't love me. And I don't care if you say I'm grounded. I am still going to that party tonight. I'm 18 now. You can't tell me what to do anymore. And I will not let you take away the only friends I have left in this town. You can punish me however you like when I get home, but I refuse to be some friendless loser for the rest of senior year. I am an adult. And I'm leaving. Now! Daddy, what are you... No, let me go! Daddy, you're hurting my arm. Please, just... Why are you pulling me into your office? Daddy. What are you doing? You're gonna spank me like a child? That's your grand plan to get me to stay home? I just told you to stop treating me like a child, and this... No! Let go of me! Let me... Put my skirt back down! You can't just throw me up on your lap like some little girl! Ah! What the fuck is wrong with you? Ah! I can curse all I fucking want because I'm an adult! You don't just get to... Ah! Okay. That actually really hurts, Daddy. Ah! Stop it! It hurts, Daddy. You're hurting me. Ah! Why are you hurting me, Daddy? Why are you? Ah! Daddy, stop. I don't understand. Please, just stop. Ah! I'm not apologizing. I meant every word I said. Please don't make me say it. I just wanted you to like me, Daddy. That's the only thing I've ever wanted. I want you to love me. Why don't you love me, Daddy? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry for being mean and disrespecting you. I'm sorry for fighting you on everything. Will you please let me up now? I promise I won't try to leave. I don't think I can stay across your lap like this for much longer without doing something. Something wrong and bad and God, I'm so sorry, Daddy. I don't know what's going on with me. I always loved you, but ever since I turned 18, that emotion feels different. The love I feel for you feels wrong and gross, and it's not the way a daughter is supposed to feel about her father. My friends all changed. Something changed in me too, Daddy. And it scared me so much that I ran from it. I guess I didn't know what else to do. You know me so well. You know everything about me, and I can't hide anything from you. I was worried if I backed down and behaved the way you wanted me to, you would realize how screwed up I am right now. So I started fighting back harder because I'm scared. My friends all told me it was natural and normal, and I should just spend more time with you, but they're wrong. This isn't natural. Nothing about the way I feel is natural. Even right now, after you've hurt me so much, I can't stop thinking about how good it feels to be here with you. To be in your office. Alone. Laying across your knees with my skirt flipped up. Feeling your belt hit my skin. Over and over. While your hand bent me down in your lap. And that pain, it didn't feel like pain. I remember the way I felt when you used to spank me all those years ago. I hated those spankings, but this time the pain became something different. Every time your belt hit me, it sent a spark through my whole body that felt almost like pleasure. I'm wet, Daddy. I can feel the wet spot forming on my panties. I liked that pain. I liked that it was you causing that pain. It made me feel good. Better than I felt in so long. I love you so much. Oh my God. Oh my God, what have I done? I can't believe I told you that. I can't believe I said any of that. What is wrong with me? Please let me go. I can't stay here. I have to leave. This isn't right. I can't. Daddy, why are you putting your belt around my neck? Is this part of your punishment? I'm sorry, I didn't mean any of that stuff. I was just kidding, you know? Trying to say something so outrageous you let me leave and... kneel? On the floor? No! No, I don't know what the hell is going on, but... that spanking temporarily fried my brain or something. I just had a momentary lapse in sanity, and I said a bunch of lies, and now I'm back to normal. And I don't know why I said those things, but I am not just going to kneel on the floor so you can hurt me again. I refuse. Wait, no! Don't push me off! Fine. I'm kneeling now. I can't go anywhere because your stupid belt is around my stupid neck and I'm stupid trapped. Are you happy now? Let's just get through whatever the hell you're gonna do to punish me for saying all those crazy lies so we can move on and pretend this never happened. Okay? What are you... Oh. Oh. Oh my god, Daddy, your cock is so hard. Why is it hard like that, are you? What? Really? You want me to... Oh my god, Daddy, I've been dreaming about this for so long that I... I mean, no. No, I'm not gonna suck your cock. I can't. I won't. That's bad. We can't do that. I don't even wanna... Daddy, I've never done this with anyone before. Oh god. Your cock tastes better than I ever imagined. It feels so good in my mouth. It feels so right. You feel perfect in my mouth. I can't believe this is really happening. I know it's wrong and I shouldn't want it, but... I need to suck your cock, Daddy. I've never needed anything so bad in my life. I'm pulling the bell. Please, show me exactly how to suck your cock. And teach me how to be perfect for you. I can't be your perfect daughter, but I can learn how to do this. I want to learn how to do this. I want to learn how to please you. Fuck, Daddy, I'm so wet. I'm gonna leave a puddle on the carpet from this. Can I touch myself, like sucker cock? Please. I need it. Thank you, Daddy. Pull on the belt and make me take your cock down my throat. Please, Daddy. I know it's gonna hurt, but I want it. I want you to hurt me. Like this. Look at me, Daddy. And look at your daughter fingering herself on the floor of your office. And her belt around her neck as she takes your cock so far back that it hurts. Fuck my face. Use this belt to choke me on your cock until you come down my throat. Look into my eyes while you do it. Yes, Daddy. And just like that. Let me show you how sorry I am for fighting. Let me be perfect for you. Just this once. I'll give you everything Mommy never could. I'll be so much better than her. And you'll see. Oh, I won't ever bore you. Oh my god, Daddy, I think I'm gonna, oh my god, I'm gonna come. And come with me. Come down my throat. Please come for me, Daddy. I need your cum. I don't know what to say right now. I have never felt like this before. Ever. I think pain and making you come and coming with your cock down my throat, all those things override my fear. They, I don't know, shut my brain down temporarily and let me be here in the moment with you. Everything I said before is true. Everything I'm saying right now is true, but I don't know how long it'll be before this ends and I go back to being normal. When I come to my senses, I'm gonna try to get away from you. I'll probably be mean and fight you and deny this ever happened because I need you so badly it terrifies me. Please. Don't let me run, Daddy. Make me stay here with you. Make me be good for you. No matter how hard I fight it. Because that's the only thing I really want. To be a good girl. For you. I don't think that I know how to do that, and I'm worried I'll be really bad at it because I fought against this feeling for so long. But you can make me stay. You can make me be good. And I want to be. I want you to take this belt off from around my neck and let me go so I can clean myself up. And we can talk about this another time. I have to fix my makeup. I have a party to go to, Daddy.